fun. But when we trust and obey, man, I tell you, He'll make this life so sweet and so wonderful for you. Yeah. You might not have wealth, you might not have riches, you might not have fame, but bless the Lord, you'll be happy. Yeah. Amen? And so, I'll invite you, if you will, tonight, go with me to the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11. Hebrews, chapter number 11. I've been wanting to preach this for a while. And Lord willing, for the next month or two or three months, we're going to be in the book of Hebrews every Sunday night. And we're going to go through this 11th chapter. It's been referred to as the heroes of the faith, or the hall of faith, so to say. And it goes through these great elders who have obtained good report through faith and how God used them. And we're going to look at several different aspects of faith, because I believe that each and every single one of them pertain to you and I. Amen? And we're going to look at things such as tonight being the word of faith. We're going to look at the witness of faith, the walk of faith, the work of faith, the wander of faith, the weight of faith, the worship of faith, the will of faith, the willingness of faith, the wonders of faith, the walls of faith, and the welcome of faith. Hallelujah. And we're going to look at all these, Lord willing, through the Sunday nights here in Hebrews chapter number 11. And I'm glad that it's not just a storybook. Amen. These are real people. Amen. You know, when the Bible speaks of Elijah and it says he was a man subject unto like passions as we are, these are real people just like you and I that God used in a mighty way. Yeah. Last night there at the prayer meeting, I was talking about Joshua over there in Joshua, I believe it's chapter number 10, where he stayed the sun so that he could proclaim that victory of the Amalekites. And I'm telling you, God's still in the miracle working business. He's still a miracle working God. And so we'll be in Hebrews chapter number 11 and in verse number 1. If you're there, say amen. The Bible says this. I'm only going to read the first three verses here. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Let's pray. Lord, we love you. God, we thank you for your word. We thank you that it is truth, Father, Lord, no matter what man may say, no matter what the scoffers and the God-haters and the mockers might say, Lord, it's still true today, Lord. And God, I thank you for that. Lord, I pray that as we look into your word and as we look through your scriptures, Lord, of this thing called faith, that you might increase our faith, Lord. Our prayer would be the same as the disciples tonight. Lord, increase our faith and help us, Lord, to our best to put our trust and our faith and our dependency entirely on you, Lord, that you might use us to yield fruit, Lord, for your glory. And we'll thank you so much for all that you're going to do. Help me to preach in this hour, and I'll give you the glory for it. In Jesus' name I ask. Amen. Now, we read these first three scriptures, and this is initially in this Hebrews chapter number 11 and verses number 1 through 3, the Hebrew writer is defining faith, and he's talking about faith. I mentioned just a few moments earlier that I was at an ordination ceremony at Taze Valley at my home church earlier, where we ordained a young man to the ministry, and there were questions regarding his faith and what he believed about the Word of God and what he believed about the doctrines of God. And he was asked about faith in particular and what faith meant to him, and he gave this biblical definition that we find for faith in Hebrews chapter number 11 and verse number 1. It's the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And if the Lord would allow me this liberty this morning, I'd like to title this message, The Word of Faith. Now let me say this as a disclaimer before we get any further. This has nothing to do with the coined phrase, Word of Faith Theology. And if any of you know what that is, you're saying, right now you're thanking the Lord because I'm not up here preaching that junk. But there is a philosophical, I won't even really call it theological because it has no scriptural basis, but there is a teaching out there that teaches this Word of Faith Theology, and it's oftentimes found in the charismatic circles where the people say it's all about the power of positive thinking and good vibes and all these things. And you hear this phrase oftentimes, name it and claim it. And you hear these preachers and they make their pockets fat with the dollars of innocent people who send in their money through the television sets. And these men will get up there and say, send your money and do this and do that and God will bless you richly and you'll have wealth and you'll have good health and you'll have fame and prosperity and all these things. And I'm not here tonight to preach any of that. As a matter of fact, I'm here to preach the contrary of that. I'm here to preach on true biblical faith and what it really is and how that God uses that faith in people just like you and I each and every single day. One of my mentors, Dr. Fred Christian, he's the pastor of, Big Bottom Baptist Church in Campbell's Creek, West Virginia. It's a wonderful church, and that preacher, he taught in the school that I did there at Taze Valley Baptist. And he said this one time, I'll never forget him saying this. He said, every victory in your Christian life is going to be a victory taken by faith. So what is this thing of faith? Why is this faith so important? It is the catalyst. It is the conduit. It is the choice mode of God being able to work through His people. I've heard people say faith is the vehicle that will transport you to the place where God wants you to be in the center of His will. I read many a different commentators and looked through many a different dictionaries just to see how people described or defined this thing called faith. One man said faith is more than a wistful hope or premonition of something that something good will befall them in their endeavor. It is a genuine belief in the Word of God and the doctrines it holds to the point that one will have to live it out and act according to it. Another man said this, faith is belief and trust that results in obedience. One said faith is trusting in God's promises and having confidence in the surety of His Word. One said faith is the channel through which God works in the lives of His believers. God tells us that we walk by faith and not by sight. See, what our flesh wants, Brother Jeremy in his devotion, he mentioned a little bit about the flesh, and the Bible teaches us that the flesh lusteth after the Spirit, and likewise the Spirit after the flesh, and there is this constant contrast and this constant battle while we are still here presently in these mortal bodies against our flesh in our spirit, and what our bodies want for us to do, and what the devil wants for us to do, and our adversaries and our enemies want for us to do, is to walk after that flesh and not walk in that spirit. And if we're going to walk after that flesh, we're going to believe things like, well, I got to see it to believe it. Or I got to know, it's got to be there. It has to be something tangible. It has to be seen. It has to be felt. It has to be secured. It has to be touched. But faith tells us to walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. I believe we even talked about it a little bit this morning, how that He told those disciples, He said, carry neither purse nor scrip. And He sent them on their way completely. All they had was the shirts on their backs. And guess what? God took care of them. Amen. If God makes a promise, He's going to keep it. No matter how great or how small, if His promises are on the page of this book, on these books right here, amen. I'm not talking about what some TV preacher promises you. I'm talking about what it says in this book right here. If God put it down in this book right here, you can believe He's going to keep His promises, amen. Amen. And so by faith, we hear and we believe these things. The Bible says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It strengthens us in our faith when we hear the Word of God. This thing of faith is so vitally important. The Bible says, for by grace are ye saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter number 1 and verse number 13, if I can quote it correctly, the Bible says, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. We have, according to the Scriptures, the gospel and the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ and His death and His burial and His resurrection. And by believing on Him as the Savior and the truth of God's Word, and by putting faith alone in Jesus as our one and only Savior, we can obtain the salvation of God. It's taken by faith. Amen. It's taken by faith. Faith will point you in the direction and give you a desire for certain things in your life that will please God. And I don't have a whole lot to preach tonight, but I believe I have something important to preach tonight, and I'd just like to show you just a few things, just a few directions that your faith will point you in. As a Christian, first and foremost, it'll point you towards God's Word. Amen? Amen? Your faith will point you towards God's Word. Faith is always going to lead you into a refuge and a place found in God's Word that can be found nowhere else. I've preached I know I'm young, but I've preached several funerals now many a times before the service or after the service. As I'm consoling the family and talking to the family, I'll tell them things. I'll say, listen, I know and I understand that there's nothing that I can say to make this better. There's nothing that I can do to ease this pain or to make this hurt better. But this right here is where you're going to find your strength. This right here is where you're going to find your refuge. And whether it be death, whether it be separation, whether it be trials or tribulations or heartaches or mishaps, whatever it is to befall you in this life, if you're a follower of God, you can rest assured that your faith will lead you to His Word every single time. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If you want great faith, get in the Word of God.
Amen.
Listen to the preaching of the Word of God. Saturate your heart and your mind with the Word of God. The Bible says in the first Psalm that the wicked man, he doesn't take counsel with the ungodly. He doesn't sit in the seat of the scornful or sit in the place of sinners. But he meditates on the law of the Lord day and night. If you saturate your life with the Word of God, you're going to have great faith. The Bible says in the 119th Psalm, Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And many a times I feel like I repeat myself up here, but if God gives us something in His Word, I believe it's worth repeating. Amen?
Amen?
You and I cannot expect to live a life that pleases God without this book right here.
Amen.
We can't expect to live any kind of a victorious Christian life if we are not seeking God's face through the pages of His Word. What kind of a relationship is it if you have it, a relationship with somebody and you never... You're always talking to them, but they're never talking to you. It's going to irritate you, isn't it? You ever have that one person, no matter how many times you call them, you can't get a hold of them? Now, how many times you text them, it seems like they never want to reply to you? The worst thing ever is if you got one of those iPhones and you text them and you see that they've read the text message, but then they don't want to answer you. Many a times, that's how it is with Christians and God. Many a times we say, God, I'm in despair. God, I'm in trouble. God, I need rescue. God, I need help. Where are you? I need your direction. And our Bible sits 3 feet away from us.
Amen.
God's written Word is all we need to increase our faith and to give us exactly what we need to fuel us in this journey, in this Christian life. We talked about it just a moment ago. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night.
Amen.
And let me say this in regards to faith in the Word of God. I hope and I pray, if you're a member of this church, you better believe this is the Word of God.
Amen.
I am a fundamental Christian, and I am unashamed of that term. That means I believe that this book is inerrant. Every jot and every tittle, every word is exactly where it needs to be. I believe in biblical creation. I believe that God parted the Red Sea, not the Reed Sea. Amen. I heard a preacher, Brother Billy Kelly, he was preaching. I was listening to him the other day. He said, I heard some liberal preacher get up and he said that it wasn't the Red Sea that the Jews and the Egyptians went through. And he said, but rather it was the Reed Sea. And he said it was only ankle deep water. And so that's why it wasn't a great miracle. And Billy Kelly said, well, even if that's the case, God still did a miracle, because he drowned those Egyptians in 5 inches of water. Amen. The whole Egyptian army, he drowned them in water.
Amen.
I don't care what the universities say.
Come on.
I don't care what the liberal preachers say. Only thing I care about is what God says. Amen.
Amen.
I've got faith in the Word of God. You can have faith in these words. That's why when I get up here, I try my hardest not to preach any kind of opinions or not to preach any kind of preferences, but I just try and preach the Word of God. Paul told Timothy, he said, preach the Word.
Yep.
Be instant and in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. Amen. All my opinions, all my preferences doesn't make a hill of beans if we don't have this right here. Your faith is going to point you to the Word of God every single time. And let me tell you something, and this has happened to me a time or two. If this hasn't happened to you, then bless your heart, but you're lying. But this thing right here, this thing right here is going to bust up your theology every once in a while. Every once in a while, you're going to come across something that's going to rub you the wrong way, and you're going to think, well, that's not the way I feel about that. That's not the way that I thought about that. But like I said, it doesn't matter if this person's right or this person's right. What matters is what God says. Amen.
Amen.
Your faith is going to point you to the Word of God. Not only is it going to point you to God's Word, it's going to point you to God's work. It's going to point you to God's work. The Bible says in the book of James, and listen to me, this is stout here this evening, but this is the Word of God. It says, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Faith without works is dead. Anywhere that there is genuine, holy faith in God and His truth, there is going to be some desire to do something for God.
Amen.
You can't have a faith and not have a desire to do something for God. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, right after it talks about Enoch and how that he walked with God and he pleased God and God raptured him out of there. He was so pleased with Enoch that he took him out. The Bible says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder to him, to them that diligently seek him. Great faith in God will always, without exception, produce great works. Great faith in God will always produce great works. Every work of God, every work that is ordained by God Almighty, is a work that's done by faith. Anything that God asks of us or requires of us, He asks us to do it by faith. Amen?
Amen.
There's going to be things that God asks you to do, and you are not going to be comfortable doing them. Brother Jeremy, there is nothing natural about standing up in front of people and speaking. And it doesn't matter whether it's a devotion. It doesn't matter if you're a preacher. I still get nervous preaching. I was nervous tonight before I preached. I'm telling you, I always get nervous. I always get anxious to see how God's going to move or how God's going to work. And my pastor told me, he said, if there ever comes a time when you're not nervous to get up behind the pulpit and share God's Word with people, he said, you need to sit down. He said, God is not going to use that. I'm glad the Bible says, not by power of my might, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. It all has to be the Spirit of God. And you and I, we don't expect to do the work of God and do the will of God and to do these things for God outside of faith. If you try and do the work of God, listen to me, if you try and preach without having the faith that what you're preaching is true, or if you go out and knock on doors not believing in what you're telling people, you're going to be one miserable person. I try never to discourage my young friends when they get called to preach, but I said, you know, make sure that this is what the Lord wants you to do, because I can't imagine anybody more miserable in this world than somebody trying to preach that's not called to God. I mean, we got a lot of those nowadays, and I hate to say that, but their mama called and their daddy sent, and so many times they get discouraged and they get broken and they get disheartened because they made an emotional decision and all these things. It has to be something done by faith. It can't be, I don't want you to volunteer to work in the nursery just to make the preacher happy or just to make somebody else happy or to get somebody off your back. It's not about that. It's about doing it by faith, believing that it is going to please God.
Amen.
That's what it's all about. Genuine faith is always going to point us to God's Word. It's always going to point us to God's work. Amen. And last but not least, I'll say this. It'll point us to His Word. It'll point us to His work. It'll point us to His will. It'll point us to His will. I've said this before, and I'll probably say it a million more times, but God's going to take you out of your comfort zone every once in a while. Brother Daniel, I'm sure He's taking you out of your comfort zone a time or two to go to the places you've been. I can't even imagine that. But God will give you the faith. God will supply you the faith to do what He wants you to do, to seek after His will. Let me say this. Everybody has faith, okay? Everybody is capable of faith. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter if you say you're an atheist or this or that. You have some sort of a faith, okay? We exercise faith every day. If you came in here and you sat down in these pews, you were exercising the faith without having somebody sit down there that was heavier than you, believing it was going to hold you up. You were trusting that thing to hold you up. That's faith. That's exercising faith. You got faith that when you walk outside of these doors and you go get inside of your car and you put the key in the ignition, you turn it, that it's going to start. You just have faith that it's going to happen. You're not promised that any of these things are going to happen. You just assume these things and believe these things and you depend on these things. And so many people have faith, but what they do is they place that faith in their job. They place that faith in earthly people. They place that faith in finances and security, the things of the world, Roth IRAs, all these things. And I'm not saying any of those things are bad. I'm just saying don't pile all your faith on top of those things because they will let you down. The Bible says it's better to trust in the Lord than in man. My faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ and in the fact that He promised me that He which hath begun a good work in me shall perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. I believe that by faith. I cling to those promises. I'm thankful that the Bible tells us that He'll never leave us or forsake us. Amen. I believe that the will of God, that we are able to physically attain the place that God wants us to be, that God will literally have us where He wants us to be, doing what He wants us to be doing. And I believe that it's something that happens by faith. The will of God is found only by faith. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Do you trust in Him with all your heart? Are you acknowledging Him in all your ways? When I see somebody that's always trying to witness, always trying to tell somebody about Jesus, always doing everything they can to get a tract in somebody's hand or get a gospel presentation out to somebody, when I see somebody like that, you know what it tells me? Hey, they believe what they're saying.
Amen.
Hey, that guy believes what he's preaching. That guy believes what he's doing. This morning, when you put that little check mark or you put that little X in that box, whatever it is you did and you committed to that faith promise, that's you saying, I believe that You're going to bless Your work. I believe that this money is going to go forth and it's going to be sent out for the propagation of the gospel and the building of ministries all over this earth. That's what you're saying. See, the Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. That means it is a realization of something that you have not yet seen, but that you believe. The Bible speaks of Jesus as whom you have not seen, but you love. I've never seen the Lord Jesus. If I ever get up in this pulpit and I tell you guys that I saw Jesus face to face, y'all need to hit the road. I'm just telling you. But there will be a day when I will.
Amen.
And I'm not a big fan of pictures of Jesus. Okay? I know I might be rubbing somebody the wrong way here, but I'll just share with you a little bit of my philosophy behind it. I don't want to get an image in my head of what He looks like, because none of us know what He looks like face to face, okay? And I don't want to get down on my knees and have an image in my head. One of these days, Brother Daniel,
amen.
I believe by faith, Brother Lowell, that same God that I get down on my knees and pray to, that one of these days I'm going to be able to bow before His throne, right in front of His feet, and maybe, just maybe, I'll have the courage to glance up and look at Him face to face. I have faith that one of these days I'm going to see Him. And that same faith that I have in the hope and the glory of the resurrection that is to come, the same faith I have that God's going to rapture His church much sooner than later, the same faith that I have that propels me to do the things that I try to do for the glory of God, that's the same faith that's going to guide me to God's will. 1 Peter chapter number 1, verse number 6 says this, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith. What was that? The trial of your faith? That doesn't sound like word of faith theology. That doesn't sound like the power of positive thinking. That doesn't sound like name it and claim it. And I'm not trying to make anybody depressed in here, but listen to me. There's going to be hard times to come. There's going to be hard times to come. If you're a Christian and you make up your mind that you're going to want to do something for the glory of God, there are going to be trials that are to befall you. But look what the Bible says. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than that of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom, though ye see Him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen.
Amen.
That's better than anything those preachers on TV can promise you, my friend.
Amen.
is that you would earnestly seek after the will of God with all your life, that you would walk by faith and not after the flesh, but that you would walk in the Spirit by faith in accordance to His Word and His will and the things that He wants. If you'll make up your mind tonight, if you'll make a decision tonight, hey, I'm going to have faith, I'm going to believe God, I'm going to do what He's asked me to do, and I believe that He'll be pleased in doing so, God will change your life. God will change your life. You just got to have faith. You just got to have faith. It'll point you to His Word. It'll point you to His work. It'll point you to His will. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes with me for just one moment? With every head bowed and every eye closed, there's nobody looking but me. I'll be completely and totally honest with you right now. I'll be as transparent as I can be. There have been times where whether it has been carnality, whether it has been some kind of evil oppression or attacks from the devil, that my faith has waned, that my faith has waxed weak, that my faith has grown thin, that my faith has brought me up short. The Bible says when we have faith, to have faith without wavering. Amen. Have faith in the words of God. The Bible says that God is not slack concerning His promises, as some men count slackness. He's going to keep every promise He's ever made. He's going to keep every word, every commitment, every statute, everything He's ever said that He would do, every promise from the Word of God. You can rest assured by faith this evening that He's going to keep it. And you might be in here and you might be like me and you might say, "Preacher, there's been a time or two where my faith's been weak. I don't know. Maybe you're struggling right now. Maybe there are things that are starting to creep into your mind and creep into your home and they're starting to attack your faith and they're starting to weaken your faith." I tell you, a good place to be would be the altar this evening. Just come to the altar. Get a hold of God. Say, "God, give me the faith. God, give me the strength. God, give me what You need me to have. God, give me the faith." As the disciples prayed, "Lord, increase our faith." Every victory in your Christian life will be one taken by faith.
Your salvation is a gracious gift of God.